Advocate Stephanie Fick joins me on the line now, an advocate and executive director for accountability divisions at OUTA. Stephanie, a very good morning and thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Always a pleasure.
The Lieutenant General Godfrey Lebeya, head of the Hawks, alongside the Special Investigating Unit and the National Prosecuting Authority, were briefing Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts yesterday and made promises that there'll be arrests as early as tomorrow. Good news, right?
It is good news. I think this is just what we needed. People need to be held accountable for the corruption and what happened in a very difficult time. So yes, of course, we need to keep an eye and see that they actually do what they say they're going to do. But yes, I do believe it's some good news for us as South Africans.
The criticism from many South Africans is that these arrests that have been carrying out at the moment are actually minor people, right? People who are in the value chain, if you like, of the corruption activity. And up until we see the big honchos being arrested, we shan't be satisfied.
One can understand. I think it's sort of the same thing I just said now, is that I think due to, the state capture era and the fact that we haven't seen a lot of state capture and big fish that's been arrested for state capture, I think, we are just tired of people not being held accountable. So one can understand the criticism. I just think that if you listen to some of the people that has already been arrested, it is some of the big fish. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, you're talking about there was a company that was people were arrested for UIF, temporary employment relief scheme, and you're talking about 5 million. These are not necessarily well-known people, but it is companies that, like I said, in a very difficult time, try to divert money that was supposed to go to people that really need it. And I think it's the beginning. I think we should just sit back a little bit and see and see what they do. Like I said, I don't blame anyone for being skeptical. I really don't, because that's the history. But I think it's at least a move in the right direction. And we can only, I think we should give them support in order for them to, give them the time so that they can, just start arresting people and put them through the process so that we can see who can go to jail.
When you look at the corruption around COVID-19, I mean, the number is staggering. 80,000 identified illegal payments that they're obviously investigating following an influx of cases. Now, these are the Hawks. They're claiming that the workload is mounting and that it requires a multidisciplinary and collaborative approach between the various law enforcement agencies. And that approach, in fact, already starting to yield positive results. So we can now seemingly see the benefit from the announcement made by the president, a month and a half ago, of having all these units of law enforcement working together to obviously mete out these kind of arrests.
Brilliant. I think that is really, really, really what law enforcement and the National Prosecuting Authority needed, even during state capture, because the SIU is concentrating on civil litigation, the NPA obviously going after the criminals, trying to find them guilty. So it's all about accountability. So brilliant. You know what? I think this is really, really what they needed, is to work together, investigate these cases. But also, I think I can still hear a need for them to have more resources. I think just like state capture, PPE corruption, is that, some of our law enforcement agencies were gutted. The NPA were gutted. There were people that was there for the wrong reasons. And they had to build the capacity within the organization basically right from the start. So to give them the room and the resources they need in order to do their job is really, really needed now. They are only as strong as the people they can use in order to do what they are supposed to do. And yes, like I said, hopefully this is the beginning of a lot more good things. So that, you know, that I think people, again, need to see that people are held accountable for, I think, I would be ashamed if I'm arrested for PPE corruption, in all honesty.
No, fair enough. Now, there understandably has been quite an emotional outpouring from South Africans and disgust, really, in these individuals who have used a pandemic and the government's response to it to line their pockets with millions of rand sometimes in fraudulent activity. Really, South Africans were just absolutely disgusted, given, of course, how many of us are struggling, many people losing jobs, being unemployed, particularly the informal sector, not being able to generate income for their families and so forth and so forth. The question I have, though, Stephanie, is how do we build on this? How do we take this collaborative effort that is clearly proving successful to beyond COVID-19 PPE corruption investigations and really fight the scourge of corruption generally in South Africa?
I think firstly, by being vigilant as civil society. I think civil society, because of the outcry, because of the disgust, I think I think also kudos to civil society by, you know, we have a voice and we need to be heard and that people need to be held accountable. We can't go and arrest people. We can't go after people and forfeit their assets because of their actions. So we do need the law enforcement agencies. And I think what we are seeing is that we will not stand for people stealing from South Africa, because this has got an impact on each and every one of us. We're going through a very difficult time. Financially, it will take us a while to recover, you know, mainly because of a virus. But secondly, because of just the rampant corruption, and that needs to stop. But I think the buck stops with us. I think as civil society that, you know, I also think that there is an obligation on us to start saying no to corruption. Corruption, there's always two parties. There's always the person that says, I will pay you for something, and then the person that accepts it. And that if we start saying no, nothing is going to happen. You know, it's always the age-old discussion around, for example, drugs. If there's not a demand, no one will be making money. So, we just need to, again, there's an obligation on civil society to keep a hawk eye on what is happening, to make sure that, you know, the promises we hear, that the actions that we are now seeing will continue, so that we, again, I think we also need, you know, for everybody to stand together to say that we will not let this happen to us, and that the guys that in, you know, it's really, I would, it is shameful for people to steal, and we have an enormous amount of unemployment in South Africa, and that, you know, the things we hear does not help for South Africa in creating more jobs. So it is a collaborative effort. And although we should not sit back, we should not accept that because we hear good news, that this is the end. We should keep on fighting, keep on keeping our eye on it. And also give, kudos where it's needed. And, you know, let's fight together.
Advocate Stephanie Fick, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Advocate and Executive Director for the Accountability Division at Outer.